Und damit kommen wir nun zu unserem letzten Teil der Sendung, einem Interview, das sich mit Rafia Zakaria geführt hat, die ihr Sachbuch Against White Feminism am 26. März im Literaturhaus Freiburg vorgestellt hat. Die muslimische Feministin beschreibt damit die kritische Auseinandersetzung mit einem Feminismus, der vor allem aus weißer Perspektive entsteht und entsprechend diskriminierend wirkt. Das Interview, das etwa 9 Minuten lang ist, hört ihr nun in englischer Sprache.
Could there be something as a bad feminism? Would you say that?
Yes. I think that is true to some extent. That there could be bad feminists. In the book, for instance, I talk about how I'm against what's known as choice feminism, which is, essentially boils down to the idea that anything you, if you say you're a feminist, then anything you choose is consequently a feminist choice. I don't believe in that. I think those sorts of feminisms are kind of, they're the products of a depoliticized feminism where the idea that our choices have political implications on others is not really central. And my work centers on the idea that for feminism to get its fangs back, we need to understand that our choices, all of us, have political consequences, and that, you know, we are connected to those consequences based on our choices. In terms of white feminism, I use the term not to mean like the descriptive, implication, which is just that if you're a white person or a white woman and you are a feminist, then you are a white feminist. Or if you're a white man and you're a feminist, you're a white feminist. I am instead talking about whiteness as a category of privilege, a category that has the power to dominate others. And consequently, my idea of white feminism is that, you know, anybody who is not willing to examine the consequences of this privilege as they have accrued in the past to, you know, in history, or as they accrue in the present. So I am interested in white feminism in that sense.
You describe many confrontations between feminists of color and white feminists. Often feminists of color are being attacked or ignored for being critical on white feminism. Why are white feminists reacting that harsh on that critique? What do you think? Aren't these like liberal, open-minded people? So why are they so harsh?
I'll give you an example. Like there was a picture of Annalena Baerbock recently, in which, you know, she is obviously white and that she's seen bending down and distributing something to Black and brown children. And, now white women don't see a problem with that picture, with that kind of, depiction. But as a brown woman, I instantly sort of cringe, because it is repeating this sort of paradigm of, white people bringing, saving Black and brown people, that I think is crucial, unfortunately, to white feminism. So I think, the sort of whiplash reaction to these critiques is, I don't know, but in my opinion, it is based on two things. One is that white women are used to seeing themselves as victims of a power structure that excludes them and erases them. And to be told then that they themselves are complicit also, in structures that alienate and exclude Black and brown women. I mean, it's very kind of, it's difficult. It's difficult to sort of absorb that. And the second is the prevalence of, you know, a capitalist mindset that essentially sees individual success as the only kind of success. And that is sort of, in that sense, almost inherently created to prevent the, you know, the formation of social movements that are based on ideas of collective success. And that is precisely the sort of movement that I'm envisioning feminism to be. So I think the reactions, I would attribute them to a mix of those two factors.
Let's talk about the history of white feminism. In your book, you promote a detailed picture on colonialism and feminism and where are the connection lie. Gertrude Bell is one example you bring on. Can you tell me more about her and like her feminism, quotation marks?
Gertrude Bell was, a British woman who came from like the aristocracy and was extremely well connected. And she's known for her adventures and her travels and her and the role she played essentially in lots of sort of political and diplomatic negotiations for the British imperial effort. And the reason why I have chosen her to critique in the book is because she, you know, one of the with the quotes in there is that, you know, there's Gertrude Bell, and she arrives in Jerusalem, which is by at that time a British protectorate. And she goes, I'm a person in this world. I'm a person in this world. And the reason why she's saying that is because naturally in a white society, British society, white men are at the top and white women come second, but they're still second. And when she arrives in this colony, one of the things that is striking is the fact, of course, that she might be a white woman, but she's still above all the brown people that are, you know, the natives and whose land she is arriving on. So over there, you know, suddenly in a colonial environment, the ranking is white men, white women, and then brown men and so on. And so, so she feels personhood, but of course this is never discussed, this fact that, she is suddenly experiencing white privilege in a way that, she hasn't experienced before, and in a way that she gets quite addicted to. And that is still not really something that we discuss. But the fact is that a lot of British women's early, early progress was made because of imperialism and because of the fact that these British women that would go out to the colonies enjoyed white privilege and used it to, for many things. And I mean, in a sense, it doesn't exist in the same form today explicitly, but it does. You know, I mean, if as a white person, if you go to Zambia and you're over there and you immediately the colonial hangovers ensure that all these post-colonial countries, white people ruled there for hundreds of years. And so you can exercise that as a traveler, but you can be oblivious to it, but that doesn't mean you're not complicit in it. So my effort with looking at feminist history and these sort of strong women that are presented in feminist history, all of which sadly are white, is to show exactly how those figures were complicit in a history of, dominion and a history of domination and of suppressing the people who actually owned the lands, lived on the lands that colonialism, occupied and then looted.
Rafia Zakarias Sachbuch Against White Feminism, Sie hier im Interview bei Lit My Fire. Das Buch ist im Hansa Verlag erschienen, auch in deutscher Sprache.